This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal du Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Al Roget and Louisiana Pride, and Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today, President Obama speaks about the economy and the potential fiscal cliff of tax increases and spending cuts for the first time since the election. Ryan Alexander, the head of Taxpayers for Common Sense, hopes for better cooperation on the issue in a new Congress.
I do think that there is some motivation to find some kind of compromise. If you look at these election results, some of the most prominent and vocal naysayers, lost.
The group's vice president believes the current lame duck Congress should not try to do a major deal before the end of the year. He claims it's been one of the least productive Congresses since World War II. Debt-plagued Greece will issue short-term debt next week to raise money for pending bond repayments. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that the move comes because Eurozone lenders and leaders are delaying the country's bailout loans.
Greece was supposed to receive about $40 billion in bailout loans before November 16th. When the deeply indebted country is supposed to pay back maturing bonds. But the institutions lending Greece money won't release the loans, even after Parliament narrowly approved new austerity measures early Thursday morning. Finance Minister Yannis Tournaras says he's confident the lenders will eventually release the loans. But in the meantime, the country will issue $2.7 billion in four-week treasury bills and about $1.3 billion in 13-week bills to raise cash. European finance ministers will discuss how to tackle rising Greek debt on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Gasoline rationing has begun in New York City and parts of Long Island in a bid to ease the long lines for fuel post-Hurricane Sandy. NPR's Margo Adler reports only cars with odd license plate numbers and with vanity plates can line up today.
Police were at gas stations early this morning to enforce the new system. Officials said it was imposed because of long lines at gas stations, hoarding, and panic buying. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg said many gas stations are still closed because they have no power or because they can't get fuel from terminals and storage tanks. The mayor said these shortages could last a couple of weeks. Meanwhile, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo called for an investigation into the utility companies, which he said were not working fast enough. Hundreds of thousands of people in New York and New Jersey are still without power. And in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie has lifted Sunday blue laws, saying the economy needs whatever boost it can get. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Steven Spielberg's much-awaited movie Lincoln opens today, and actor Daniel Day-Lewis says he's prepared for the starring role and made one discovery about the Civil War-era president he didn't expect as he did so.
I think probably the most delicious surprise for me was the humor, to begin to discover that and what an important part, that important aspect of his character was.
And that's Daniel Day-Lewis. This is NPR News. It took a couple of days to count the ballots, but voters in Washington state have approved same-sex marriage. Reporter Tom Bonsi of the Northwest News Network has details.
The referendum was too close to call on election night, but now Washington joins Maine and Maryland as the first states to pass gay marriage by popular vote. Six other states already allow it, but got there through court rulings or legislation. Outside Seattle, the chairman of the local opposition campaign, Joseph Backholm, conceded defeat.
I think the next front of this whole discussion is really going to be about religious freedom and individual rights and those who have a different opinion on this.
Gay and lesbian couples can apply for a marriage license in Washington state starting December 6th. There's no residency requirement, but same-sex couples who cross state lines may find their home state doesn't recognize the marriage. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.
The Church of England is elevating a new chief spiritual leader. He is 56-year-old Justin Welby, a fast-rising priest known for his conflict resolution skills and who was previously an oil executive. Welby, as Archbishop of Canterbury, will immediately face controversial issues in the church, including ordination of women as bishops.
I will be voting in favor and join my voice to many others in urging the Synod to go forward with this change.
But Welby, who replaces the retiring Rowan Williams, opposes same-sex marriage. At the same time, he says the Church of England needs to create safe spaces in which to conduct conversations over that and other difficult issues. He takes over from Williams next month. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, Retirement, Budgeting, Insurance, helping bring clients' finances together at letsmakeaplan.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And, of course, 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Right now, we're going to venture back to March of 1977 and listen to Muddy Waters, Johnny Winter, James Cotton, Pine Top Perkins, basically what was the whole Muddy Waters blues band at the time. And they were out on a promotional tour for the release of the Muddy Waters album Hard Again that came out that year, 77. Here they are. This next track features Johnny Winter on vocals and guitar doing a cover of the old J.B. Lenore tune, Mama Talk to Your Daughter.
Mama, mama, talk to your daughter for me. Yeah.
night. Yes, tomorrow night. My baby gonna jump and shout. Hey, mama, everything gonna be all right. Why did you go away? You know you wasn't gonna stay. Why did you go away? You know you wasn't gonna stay. Hey, baby, everything gonna be all right. My baby gonna jump and shout. Baby gonna jump and shout. Yeah, she gonna jump and shout. I know she gonna jump and shout. Hey, mama, everything gonna be all right.
Snooky Pryor on blues harp and vocals from his 1999 release, Shake My Hand. Snooky ended up really starting his career like so many blues men did in Chicago. In Snooky's case, it was back in the late 1940s, right after World War II. Prior to hearing Snooky Pryor, we heard Muddy Waters, Johnny Winter, James Cotton, Pine Top Perkins, the whole host of the Muddy Waters band from 1977 from a disc called Breaking It Up, Breaking It Down. We heard a rendition of Mama Talk to Your Daughter, and again, that was Johnny Winter, of course, on vocals and guitar. And again, the concerts on this particular disc were part of a promotional tour to promote the album Heart Again, which Muddy and Johnny and James Cotton and Pine Top and all those guys had just laid down. That tune, of course, was Mama Talk to Your Daughter, an old J.B. Lenore tune. Lenore was originally from Mississippi, ended up in Chicago in the 1950s, wrote quite a number of blues pieces that have had longevity and playability by other musicians. He wrote a number of topical blues tunes, which, of course, you don't hear all that much of, not that much in the way of social and political commentary, but he had a few good ones. He died, J.B. Lenore died in 1967 at the age of 38 of a heart attack, which was supposedly a result of a traffic accident he had been involved in a few weeks before. And some say that his passing was due to inadequate medical attention. Shortly after his death, John Mayall recorded a really nice eulogy to J.B. Lenore. We're going to listen, though, to J.B. himself. We're going to go back to 1965. Here's one of his most popular compositions, one that, in fact, Johnny Winter has done a version of, Sonny Landreth's done a version of. Here, though, is J.B. Lenore with his own rendition of his tune, Mojo Boogie.
To me, she said, "J.B., son, stop looking, listen to me, baby." got something to knock you off on your feet. You got that mojo boogie. The mojo boogie. Got that mojo boogie bugging to slide on down. I thought she was talking about all looming out. Yeah, I said, ain't you please tell me that? What did you say? They got the loose on them boogie and all them other kind of things. Even got that thing that call that mojo handy. Got the mojo boogie. The mojo boogie. Got that mojo boogie began to slide on down. Teach me just how to operate it. I went to a nightclub, I was squeezing it tight. Below I bleed, that recording fine. Cause started fighting me in this mojo boogie. I had the mojo boogie. Had that mojo boogie began to slide on down.
Rocks is my pillow, cold, cold ground my bed, blue sky's my blanket, moonlight is bread. I'm not ashamed, ain't that new? I've been living with the blues. You ever been down? You know how I feel. Feel like an engine, got no driving wheel. I'm not ashamed, ain't that new? I've been living with the blues. Rocks have been my pillow. Cold ground has been our bed. Blue skies have been our blanket. We use these moonlight for our
from 1959. That was Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee with Living with the Blues. Sonny on blues harp and Brownie on guitar and vocals. Both of them good blues vocalists, sort of classic Piedmont duets. In fact, they were probably the most successful duet in blues history, performing together for just decades, starting together really in 1941. They supposedly met at one of the Spirituals to Swing concerts that John Hammond Sr. put on at Carnegie Hall back in the late 1930s. Before we heard Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, we heard J.B. Lenore from 1965 doing his Mojo Boogie. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to another really fine Piedmont-style duet, Cephas and Wiggins. We're going to go back to their 1995 release, Cool Down. That one came out on Alligator Records. Here's Cephas and Wiggins with a number called Man Without a Future.
I woke up the other morning, thought I had a world on rolling strings, but my good girl drove and left me and took nearly everything. I'm a man without a future. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. She left me a broken watch and a radio that won't play. She left me a broken heart that don't seem to go away. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. I called a psychic hotline to help me through the day. They remember I spent my paycheck and throw the stuff away. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. Build a shack without walls. Put my radio on the table and hang my watch upon the wall. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast. Way out on the country, get out on my bended knees. I won't feel it crying big. Oh Lordy, Lordy, please. I'm a man without a woman. I'm a man without a past. I'm a man without a woman, and I'm going down real fast.
The Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
If I so building down where Delilah, she was a woman, she was fine and fair. She had good looks, God knows, and cool black hair. Delilah, she gained old Samson mind. The first he saw this woman, it just be this time.
mind, she sat down. Samson, me, then tell me where your strength lies, if you plead. She spoke so kind, God knows she talked so fast. Yet Samson sent me, Lolly, cut off my hair. You can shave my head, clean in my hand. If my spin come legend is any old man. If I had my way, yeah. If I had my way, if I had my way, our dad is so billing down. Great God, my token. Yes, sir. Talk to me now. Oh. Uh-huh. Talk. Uh-huh. Talk to me. Let me hear. Talk to me. Yeah. Make me feel good. He was the strongest man that ever had lived on earth. So one day while Samson was walking along, he looked on the ground and saw an old jawbone. He stretched out his arm, God knows it broke like thread. When he got to move it, 10,000 would be good God. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tell it so billion down. Well, old Samson in the line got intact. Samson, he jumped up on the lion back. So you'll read about this lion had killed a man with his paws. But Samson, he got his hand in the lion jaws. He read that beast until he killed him down. And that bees made honey, that lion did. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tell it so. Ow! If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had. Good God.
From 1960, that was the blind Reverend Gary Davis with Samson and Delilah. Davis had first recorded for the American Record Company back in American Recording Company back in 1935. Didn't record for some time thereafter, originally from the Carolinas. Fine Piedmont-style player, but with a strong hint of ragtime. He ended up moving to Harlem because the opportunities were better there for a street singer that made his living on, singing on the streets. He ended up tutoring a lot of young aspiring guitar players in the 50s and 60s. And had quite a fine career for the last decade and a half of his life, the Reverend Gary Davis. He was preceded by Cephas and Wiggins from the disc Cool Down. We heard Cephas and Wiggins do a number called A Man Without a Future. Next year on a Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to turn to Rory Block's disc, I Belong to the Band, which is a tribute to the Reverend Gary Davis. She's had a whole series of blues tribute albums, Son House, Robert Johnson, Mississippi Fred McDowell, and now her latest is the tribute to Reverend Gary Davis. She got to hear Davis play. A friend of hers took her to Davis's apartment for a guitar lesson one time, and of course she no doubt had ample opportunity to hear him in concert elsewhere. We're going to listen to Rory Block do a rendition of the Reverend Gary Davis tune, Great Change Since I've Been Born.
Great change. new song been sung now since I've been born. Well, a new song been sung since I've been born.
Well, a new song been sung,
oh yeah, since I've been born. Well, that's great change since I've been born, oh yeah. Well,
don't know what to do. But I tell you, I got done. in the nation. He's the one in them every way. To turn away from evil and seek the Lord and pray. When I tired, I got done one. Jesus coming soon. When I tired, I got done one. Jesus coming soon. Well, the noble said to the people, you better close your public school to prevent the self-identity. But I'm close to church at two. When I tired, I got done one. Jesus coming soon. When I tired, I got done one. Jesus coming soon. Read the book of Zechariah. Bible plain, let's say. There's the people, they did die. Kind of say we can wait.
Recorded in Dallas, Texas in December of 1928. That was Blind Willie Johnson along with a female accompanist, Willie Harris, doing a number called Jesus is Coming Soon, a number done by Blind Willie Johnson to commemorate the Spanish influenza epidemic of 1917, the great flu epidemic of 17 and 18 that claimed the lives of millions and millions of people all across, Europe and the United States. It was just a horrific epidemic. Interesting song by Blind Willie Johnson, the great Texas a spiritual singer in a blues style. He was preceded by Rory Block. We heard Rory Block from the disc I Belong to the Band, again a tribute disc to the Reverend Gary Davis, and she did a cover of the Davis composition, or Davis recording anyway, A Great Change Since I've Been Born. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Back in the 1920s, there was a blind Texas minister by the name of Adam Booker that recounted being on the streets in Marlin, Texas, and hearing on one street corner Blind Willie Johnson singing, and on another street corner at the same time, Blind Lemon Jefferson doing the same thing. Lemon Jefferson, of course, was extremely influential, one of the most influential of rural blues artists to record during the 1920s. He recorded from, 1927 to 1929. He died in 1929 at the age of 32. His snow-covered body found in the streets of Chicago. There was no death certificate. Nobody really knows what the cause of death may have been, whether it was freezing to death, whether he'd been drinking, who knows. But he left an incredible legacy of music. From 1928, here is Blind Lemon Jefferson on guitar and vocals with Change My Luck Blues.
I just can't see what in the world is you waiting on. I've got another mama, she ain't long in old town. I say I got another mama, she ain't long in old town. But to tell you the truth, man, she's soft as a butter bowl. She got Elgin movement from her head down to her toe. She got Elgin movement from her head down to her toe. She can break in on a dollar, man, most anywhere she goes. She was my best mama, but she would treat me right. As I feel my bed, mama, but she would treat me right. She wouldn't do nothing but bail us all night long. I'm gonna get me a mama, I mean with lots of bucks. I'm gonna get me a mama, I mean with lots of bucks. I'm going to be gone, mama, so I can change my love. Be gone, mama, be gone.
Yes? Who is it?
It's me, baby. I'll come back home to stay.
Sam, Crazy Sam, get out of here. I know you're on the 13th floor. It's no time to be superstitious, John.
Yes, it's me, pretty baby. And I'm back home to stay. It's me, pretty mama, and I'm back home to stay. I'm so sorry, baby, I didn't mean to stay away so long. Tell your boyfriend he don't have to jump and run. Please tell your boyfriend he don't have to jump and run. Tell him to get himself together and be sure that he is gone. Yes, it's me, mama, and I'm back home to stay. Yes, it's me, pretty baby, and I'm back home to stay. So long. I know you heard the story, baby. What's good for the goose and gander too. And that's why I don't blame your woman for doing the things you do. Yes, it's me, pretty mama, and I'm back home to stay. Woman here, when I was out there getting my business straight, I come home and find my woman in the same old shape. The money I sent you, woman, to keep my house in shape, this place look like it's been hit by the San Francisco quake. Yes, it's me, baby. I'm so sorry, baby, I didn't mean to stay away so long.
From 1969, that was Eddie Cleanhead Vincent on alto sax and vocals. Cleanhead started his career back in the 1940s, a fine boppish style alto player. Is also a great, great blues shouter. That, of course, a number called Cleanhead is back. And prior to hearing Clean Ed Vincent, we heard music from Blind Lemon Jefferson from 1928. We heard Lemon do a number called Change My Luck Blues. Next here on KRVS, we're going to stick with a sort of a jump blues format, a la the number we just heard by Clean Ed Vincent. We're going to go back next to 1956 and listen to T-Bone Walker.
Thank you.
Recorded in Bogalusa, Louisiana, back in 1974. That was Professor Longhair on piano and vocals with his rendition of the old classic Mean Old World. Gate Mouth Brown on guitar on that particular track. This from the disc, Rock and Roll Gumbo. Some say this is Fess's best effort. He put out a lot of good product, but this is definitely up there towards the top. Professor Longhair. Fess was preceded here on the Blues Box by T-Bone Walker. We heard T-Bone Walker on guitar and vocals from 1956 doing T-Bone Blues. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you who supported us during our 10-day fall fundraiser that ended a couple of weeks ago, and we have to have that kind of help. We really, really appreciate it. Thank all of you who support public radio here in Acadiana. Now, those of you who are not yet members, consider membership. You can find out all you need to know about that and pledge securely online at krvs.org. Here's Guy Davis from the disc Call Down the Thunder with a number called Mama's Gonna Fix It.
One, two, three. I'm gonna put off my brand new shoes. I'm gonna walk away from these blues. You better do right, baby, because money's gonna come my way. Money gonna come my way. I said money gonna come my way. You better do right, baby, because money gonna come my way. I love to hear that jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle that money. I love to hear those penny, nickel, dime, quarters, half dollar rolling around. Oh, bye-bye blues, when I make some money. In the meantime, I'll just jingle, jangle along. Mama gonna fix it right, you hear me talking? Mama gonna fix it right, I want my eyeballs. Mama gonna fix it right, yeah. Mama gonna fix it right. You better shut up, Papa, cause mama gonna fix it right. Shut up, Papa, cause mama gonna fix it right. I'm gonna put
put off my brand new shoes. I'm gonna walk away from the blues. You better do that, baby, because money gonna come my way. Yeah, money gonna come my way. Money gonna come my way. You better do that, baby, because money gonna come my way. I love to hear that jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle of money. I love to hear the penny, nickel, dime, quarter, five dollar rolling around. Bye-bye blues, I wanna make some money. In the meantime, I'll just jingle jangle along. Hey, mama, don't fix it right.